So we'll begin the kidney rejuvenation practice by lying down on the floor, hopefully on a comfortable mat, something that's going to support your spine to not be directly on the hard floor. And just start off by wriggling around and feeling your whole body in the mat. You can imagine perhaps laying on a warm sandy beach, and you're trying to get that warm sand all over your skin and releasing any tension that you feel in your body. And then just come to stillness for a moment and take a few breaths. And we'll begin by gently just stretching out the right side of your body. Really stretch, point that right foot, lengthen that right arm. Big, big, big stretch, 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 and release. And then do the same on the left side, really stretching out your left side, stretch, and release. Good. Let's do it again on the right. Really feline, like a cat stretching out her limbs. Go for it, get longer on that right side, and release. Left side, bring your feline on and really go for it, stretch, and release. And we'll finish by stretching both the right and left side together. So really stretch out, stretch, 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 point your feet, stretch your arms, really go for it, more, more, and let go. Just take a deep breath and then start to rub your hands together, bringing your hands now to the groin area of your body where your thighs and hips meet. And preferably, if you can place your fingertips directly on your skin, it will be better and easier to find your pulse. See if you can sense the pulse in this part of your body. If you don't find it, don't worry. You can just rest your hands over this area. And if you do sense the pulse, or you can imagine the pulse, just allow your awareness now to become in sync with this pulse. Feel like your whole being is pulsing in sync with your groin. And as you breathe, I want you to bring your attention right beneath your hands and allow that area to become more spacious. Open up your hips, your tailbone, your genitals, and everything that is lying beneath your hands. Breathe life into this part of your body. Feel more and more spacious and soft. And then allow your hands to gently come up just slightly so that now they're resting above your pubic bone but below your navel in the entire lower belly region. We hold so much tension here. So just with your breath and your awareness, see if you can smile life into your lower belly. And imagine creating more space for your bladder and uterus, your ovaries, your sacrum, and everything that's beneath your hands. Allow your lower belly to become soft as you breathe. Let go. Allow your hands now to come up to your upper belly, just above your navel, but below your solar plexus. Rest your hands there. And here again, we hold so much tension. So I want you to sense into your solar plexus, into the diaphragm area, and all the internal organs that rest in this part of your body, and see if you can breathe life into each part. Allow more and more spaciousness to exist in every part of this area of your body. Imagine more and more space around your stomach, around your pancreas and spleen, your liver and gallbladder, your kidneys, and everything else that's in this area. Soften with your breath, melting open. And bring your hands now to rest over your lower rib cage. And here the hands become a lot more active. So as you breathe in, I want you to push your hands away with your in-breath. And as you breathe out, I want you to squeeze gently inwards with your hands, pressing out all the breath from your lower lungs. So you're actively breathing with the whole lower lung region. And see if you can soften open, clearing out the old sick breath from this part of your body and creating more and more space. And then allow your hands to come up and rest on the upper chest, above your breasts, below your collarbones. And start to breathe into the upper chest. And notice how much tension you actually hold here. And see if you can soften, open this area with your awareness and breath. Relax into your whole chest, all the way back into your scapula, into your armpits, into your upper lungs, and in the area of your heart. Imagine your heart becoming more and more free and having more and more space to do her job. Feel your heart growing warm and soft as you breathe. Big, full, luscious breaths. And bring your hands now to rest comfortably over your throat and neck, whatever position feels most comfortable, as though you're protecting your neck and your throat. And just start to take some conscious breaths into this part of your body and feel how much tension you're holding here. And every time you've been unable to speak your truth, you've held tension here. You've created more tension here. So I want you, just for this exercise, see if you can actually open your mouth and yawn, open your throat, and release the excess tension you're holding in your throat and neck. Any sounds that want to come, really let them out. The throat, when you speak your truth, it's like a lubricant or an aphrodisiac to this area of your body. So learn to breathe into your throat and learn to speak your truth without shame or blame. Take another breath here. And we'll gently move our hands now up into the cranium. And rest your hands wherever it's comfortable, either over your eyes or anywhere over your head. And we're going to begin by bringing our awareness to the tension we're holding in the head and our mind. So begin to release your scalp. Take some deep breaths into your scalp, allowing your scalp to relax and melt open. Release your forehead. Soften and smooth out your forehead. Release the area between your eyebrows. Allow your eyes to sink back into their socket. Feel them relax. Allow your cheeks, your jaw, your tongue to release. Your ears and the back of your skull release. Until your whole face and head feels relaxed and spacious. And then very lovingly and gently start to gently brush down your face, down your throat, down your chest, all the way down until your hands reach your navel. And rest your hands over the navel, bringing your full awareness into your navel. And become aware of the polarity between your belly button and the point in your spine directly across from your belly button. And as you breathe in, imagine these two points push away from each other. And as you breathe out, feel how your navel gets pulled in towards your spine. Just try that a few times on your own. Really expanding away as you breathe in and pulling the navel in as you breathe out. And remain aware of this polarity for the rest of our practice. We're going to begin the first posture. So please bend your knees, bring your feet flat on the mat. You're going to clasp your hands together, and you're going to take a nice deep breath in. And as you exhale, I want you to curl your tailbone and curl your chin, and you'll feel your middle to lower back pressing in the floor, and your navel pulls towards your spine. Then you're going to take three full breaths in this posture. And on the third exhale, I want you to release and come back down and take a few normal breaths. Let's do that again. So take a deep breath in. Curl your tailbone, chin, navel to the floor. Bring your hands between your legs and breathe into your kidneys. Breathing into the kidneys. And remember, on that third exhale, just gently release your head. Release back down. Take a few normal breaths. Very important to relax between the exercises. This is where everything happens. Let's do one last time. You're going to take a deep breath in. And exhale, curl your tailbone, chin, pull your navel towards your spine, hands between the legs, and take three full breaths into your kidneys. deep full breath, smiling into the kidneys, breathing life into your own body. And on that third exhale, you're going to let yourself come back down. And this time, completely release your legs all the way down, release your arms. And I want you to rest for a few breaths. Just relax and let go. And we'll begin the second exercise in this series. So again, I want you to bend your knees, you bring your feet flat on the floor. But this time you're going to inhale and pull your right knee into your chest. And curl your tailbone and chin as you exhale, draw your navel to the floor. And this time only breathe into your right kidney. You're taking three full breaths. Remember on that third exhale, you're gonna release back down, release your leg, bring your foot back flat on the floor, and just take a few normal breaths. Let's try on the left side. Inhale, pull that left knee in, curl your tailbone and chin, and exhale, draw your navel in towards your spine, breathing into that left kidney, smile into your left kidney. Full, deep breath. Remember that third exhale, you're gonna release your leg, release back down, and breathe normally. Good, let's repeat the whole thing. So take a deep breath in. Draw your right knee into your chest. Exhale, curl your tailbone, chin, pull your navel to the spine, and breathe only to your right kidney. Three full breaths, smiling into the right kidney. Deep breath. On that third exhale, release your foot back down and relax. Breathe normally for a few breaths. Very important to have normal integrative breaths. And we're going to do the left side. Deep breath in. Pull that left knee in. Curl your tailbone and chin as you exhale. Draw that navel to your spine. Breathing into the left kidney. Full, luscious breaths, filling yourself with life. And remember on that third exhale, you release. This time we're going to release completely by allowing our legs to straighten fully. Let your arms rest completely on the floor. And we're going to relax here for a few breaths. This is where the magic happens, in the non-doing. So really indulge in relaxing between the exercises. We're gently going to move into the third part of this whole series. So I want you to bend both knees again, feet flat on the floor. But this time when you inhale, I want you to bring both knees into your chest and bring your hands around so that you wrap your arms around your knees and grab a hold of your wrist. And as you exhale, curl your tailbone and chin, pull the navel to the floor as you push your knees up against your arms. Breathe in this position for a few breaths. You'll feel a strong pressure into the kidneys. And on that third exhale, you're going to release your knees, release your arms slightly, coming down. Take a few normal breaths. And deep breath in, bring both knees up. Arms coming around, grabbing a hold of your wrist. Exhale, pressing up against your arms. Curl your tailbone and chin, navel to the floor as you breathe and press your kidneys into the floor while you push your legs into your arms. Full, luscious breaths. And on that third exhale, you're going to release. Bring your feet back onto the floor and just relax for a few breaths. Let's do this one last time. So take a deep breath in, pull both knees into your chest, wrap your arms around your legs, and as you exhale, curl your tailbone, chin, pull your navel towards the floor, pressing your knees up against your arms and breathing intently into the kidneys. Deep, full, delicious breaths into the kidneys. And on that third exhale, you're going to bring your feet back down, but this time lengthen your legs all the way. Let your arms relax and rest. Just rest. Very important to do nothing for a few breaths. Okay, before we go into the last of the series, I'm going to do a little stretch for the lower back. So bend your knees, and this time place your palms on the upper part of your thighs. And I want you to press against your upper thighs with your hands. And you should feel a nice lengthening in your lower back. And just take a few full deep breaths here. It feels so delicious to release the lower back. Good, and let go of your pushing. We'll move into the next sequence. So just simply pull your knees a little further up towards your chest and let them drop open, placing your elbows on the inside of your knees and bring your palms so they're flat against each other. You're going to take a deep breath in. And as you exhale, curl your tailbone, chin, pull that navel down towards your spine and squeeze your inner thighs towards each other as you breathe. You're squeezing and breathing into your kidneys. Squeeze those inner thighs and breathe into your kidneys. On that third exhale, release your legs, relax for a few breaths. This one's a little intense, but it's really great for us. So let's do it again. Big breath in, knees come up and open, elbows on the inside, palms flat against each other. Exhale, curl your tailbone, chin, pull your navel to the floor. And squeeze your inner thighs as you breathe deeply into your kidneys. Squeeze and breathe. Squeeze, and on that third exhale, release your feet. Release and relax. Just breathe normally for a few breaths. Okay, so one last time. Take a deep breath in, bring your knees up and open, elbows on the inside, hands palm to palm. Exhale, curl your tailbone, chin, pull the navel into the spine as you squeeze your inner thighs together and breathe into your kidneys. Squeeze and breathe. Squeeze, and on that third exhale, you're gonna relax and gently bring your feet back down. And this time I want you to reach around and grab your ankles. Just take a breath here, holding your ankles. And we're gonna stretch our spine by gently lifting the pelvis up off the floor as we keep holding our ankles. If you feel strong, you can release your ankles, press your heels off the floor, and bring your hands to rest on your kidneys. In either position, you're going to breathe deeply into your belly. Full, luscious breath. And we're gently going to release the heels back down. Release your hands from holding the kidneys. Or release your hands from holding your ankles. And just start to roll back down slowly through your spine. Very slowly. All the way down until you feel your sacrum on the floor. And as your sacrum reaches the floor, start to gently tap it against the floor, just very lightly. Just lightly patting it against the floor. And feel that vibration moving through your pelvis, releasing any excess remaining stagnation, allowing aliveness to move through the whole of your pelvis. Good. And we'll finish by raising our feet and hands up to the ceiling. And I want you really to shake. Shake your legs, shake your arms. Shake, 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 shake. And even make some funny sounds like a little baby in a crib. Just really shake, release. Let's do a few more. Really go for it. Shake, shake, shake. Making some funny sounds. Really shake, 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 shake. More shake, shake, more. Shake, shake, shake. And completely release now. Let go your legs. Let go your arms. Feel that nice tingling through your whole body. Just take a few full breaths as we rest. Notice how you're feeling in your body right now. And then just warm your hands and bring them back to resting over your groin. Again, preferably if you could touch the skin. And sense for the pulse again. And I want you to notice, Is there a difference in your pulse? Just notice. Then allow your hands just to rest over your groin, feeling that pulse, feeling how the pulse moves your whole body. And in just a moment, we're going to end the practice. So let's end by stretching. Just let yourself coming out. Really stretch, 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 stretch. On the right. And really stretch, 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 stretch. On the left. And again, getting that cat-like behavior out. Stretching on the right, stretch. Longer, longer, longer. And stretch left. Really go for it. Stretch. Big, luscious stretch. And ending by stretching both at the same time. Stretch both right, left. All stretch, stretch, stretch. And release. Letting go. Smiling into your beautiful body. Gently opening your eyes. And enjoy the rest of your day.